This is a Fox News alert. Tom Brady is finished with football. I'm Dave Anthony. The star quarterback has passed his prime, ending days of speculation about retirement. Fox's Jeff Manasso has details live.
Dave, after 22 seasons, three MVP awards, and seven Super Bowl rings with the New England Patriots and Tampa Bay Buccaneers, quarterback Tom Brady officially calling it quits, telling fans on social media that the sport of football is an all-in proposition that requires 100% competitive commitment, that he's loved his NFL career, and that it's now time to focus his time and energy on other things. Walking away at 44 years old, the most decorated player in NFL history. Dave.
Jeff, the first Olympic events start tomorrow before Friday's opening ceremony in Beijing. But 11 athletes arrived in China yesterday with COVID and may not compete, now in isolation. 56 others have tested positive the past 8 days. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will have another phone call with his Russian counterpart amid fears of a Ukraine invasion. Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Fox,
"My first concern is with the Americans who are there. And we have Americans here in the United States concerned about their family members because we have a lot of Ukrainian Americans here."
There's a lot of help wanted. Employers in December increased job postings to nearly 11 million, still far higher than pre-COVID levels. More than 4 million people quit their jobs, presumably looking for better work. Pfizer may ask the government as soon as today to approve its COVID vaccine for kids 6 months to 5 years old.
So possibly before the end of this month, the FDA would start out by authorizing 2 doses of the Pfizer shot for this age group, with the potential to expand to a third dose or booster shot after Pfizer releases additional data in March.
That's Fox's Jonathan Seri. Tesla's recalling 54,000 electric cars and SUVs to disable software, letting them roll through stop signs at up to 5 miles per hour, increasing the risk of a crash or a ticket from police. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
There's a funeral about to start in Houston, Texas, for Corporal Charles Galloway, who was killed at a traffic stop last month. The accused gunman was later found in Mexico and then charged with murder here. He was in the U.S. illegally at the time of the shooting. Well, in New York City today,
a wake for Officer Wilbert Mora will be held this afternoon until 8 p.m. at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Midtown Manhattan, where his partner Jason Rivera was memorialized last week.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Mora's funeral's tomorrow. Both officers were shot responding to a domestic dispute by a gunman shot and killed by a third cop. President Biden will go to New York City Thursday to address rising crime and gun violence, as the White House press secretary insists he is helping cities address rising crime. But Jen Psaki's herself facing criticism for what she said about Fox's coverage of crime issues, telling the Pod Save America podcast last month,
"On Fox is Janine Pirro talking about soft on crime consequences. I mean, what does that even mean, right? So there's an alternate universe on some coverage."
The National Fraternal Order of Police is now demanding the White House official issue an apology. The FOP president writes, quote, "I think it's wrong, very wrong, for Ms. Psaki to suggest that violent crime in our country is of no concern, or just laugh it off. Pretending violent crimes are part of some other reality will not help victims."
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. A fire still burns at a fertilizer plant in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, because firefighters had to stop battling it over fears ammonium nitrate stored there might explode, leading thousands of people who live nearby to evacuate, like this woman.
"It was scary. The first thing I was worried about is if someone was in there. That was my main concern."
Schools nearby are closed, including Wake Forest University, canceling classes. And again, our top Fox News story, Tom Brady retiring after 22 seasons in the NFL. He won a record 7 Super Bowls. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.